All of us are familiar with the details of the apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, but often we do not revert to the crux of the message of Fatima, and it can be summed up in the words of Our Lady herself. She told us that her son wished to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart, and so the heart of Mary is really the crux of the Fatima message, and so we must begin to understand the heart of Mary and why it is so significant, that is, central in the life of the true believer and indeed central in the life of the universe. And when we understand that, we understand because in the heart of Mary is the summation of the love of God in a creature. No creature loved God from the first moment of its conception or its creation more than the heart of Mary, and that heart would continue to love, to grow in love of Almighty God. And so the heart of Mary is truly the heart of the Church. And if the Church is the reason for the creation of the universe, as Saint Epiphanius and others tell us, then the heart of Mary is the heart of all humanity, and hence she is truly the mother of all humanity and the mother of the whole of the universe. Why is this important? Because all of creation must be lifted back up to God our Father. And so the heart of Mary, as it were, teaches us how to lift the created order back to God our Father from which it came. And so she is truly the heart of the universe, and she is truly the mother of humanity. And this is important because she told us at Fatima that Russia would spread its errors. The essential nature of the Russian errors is a form of Freemasonry, which is ultimately a rejection of Almighty God, and hence a rejection of the purpose of the universe to establish God's kingdom, Holy Mother Church, in that universe as the beacon of salvation and the hope of all mankind. And so it is the heart of Mary that truly shows us the beauty of the universe and how to restore the universe to its beauty. It is the anti-heart of Satan that is behind the philosophy of Russia and its communism and Freemasonry and its hatred, both for God and also for humanity. For unless we are imbued with the heart of Mary, we do not even know our own purpose. And so modern philosophies have lost the very purpose of their existence. And so there is absolutely no way they can contribute to the beauty of the universe. Of course, there are advances made in science, but often those advances are tainted by a misuse or a misapplication of the very things discovered. And indeed, we must postulate that if scientists were truly imbued with the heart of the Mother of God, then the advances that it has made in the present time would pale in comparison to the advances it would make under the guidance of the heart of Mary. And so it is actually a form of God's mercy that science hasn't advanced as far as it can advance, because it does not yet have the heart of the Mother of God. And when we understand how beauty is restored, we understand why the essential nature of Our Lady's message at Fatima was that we were to do prayer and penance in reparation for sins, especially those sins that so offend the Sacred and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so she came with a most profound message to teach us very truly that she is truly our mother, and that she is truly the mother of the whole universe. And if we are to restore the universe to the beauty that it was created to have, then we must enter into that mystery of salvation, and hence enter into the mystery of prayer and penance, not simply for our own sins, but we must manifest the love of the Immaculate for the all of humanity. And so she would suffer after her son, second only after her son in suffering, she would suffer also for the sake of humanity, so that God the Father would bestow upon her all the children of mankind. And so she presents herself at Fatima truly as the universal mother, the mother of the Church and the heart of the Church, the mother of all humanity and the heart of all humanity. And so a creature created to love God, must love God with the heart that so manifests that love. And so Our Lady told us that her Son himself wished to establish the act of consecration to the Mother of God by establishing devotion to his her Immaculate Heart. The essence of the consecration is to give oneself totally to the Mother of God so that she may transform us most assuredly into Christ crucified. And so we give ourselves entirely to her so that she may give us her maternal love. And so that maternal love of the Mother of God is the singular hope of all humanity. Without the Immaculate Heart of Mary, then there is no heart in humanity, and we are simply adrift, floating in this world, simply waiting for the doom to come. But because of the heart of Mary, all mankind has hope. And so it is particularly entrusted, Our Lady instructs us at Fatima, to the members of the mystical body to enter into the mystery of the restoration of beauty in the universe by prayer and acts of reparation for all the sins that deface, as it were, that maim the universe, that maim all of God's created order. And so let us strive always to understand this essence, that Our Lady came to tell us that her Son wished us all to consecrate ourselves to her, and if we are truly children of God, then we will do exactly what Our Lady said at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you, and he tells us, as he told us at the foot of the cross, to embrace Mary as our mother, because as our Lord said to the disciple, and hence to all of humanity, Son, behold your mother. And so this teaching is not merely a matter of private revelation. This teaching that Mary is the universal mother of all of the created order is taught by our Lord, and he teaches it and most especially when his love burns most brightest. When he is impaled on the cross at Calvary, it is there that he unveils to us this most profound mystery, that she truly is the mother of all things, because it is her heart and her heart alone that loves God with every fiber of its being. Every other rational being created in some way was tainted, except in the exception of those good angels who never offended God, but they were not the Immaculate Conception. As St. Maximilian points out, it is a single and unique prerogative preserved for the Mother of God only, that she and she alone is the Immaculate Conception and hence the hope of all mankind, because she was the sign foretold of old, the sign revealed by St. John the Evangelist in his book of Revelation, and she is the sign and the hope of all humanity. She was what we were to look for, what the prophets and the patriarchs of old foretold, because she was to be the ark in which the Savior would dwell. And so, if we truly wish to have the life of Christ in us, then we must have the heart of Mary watching over us. And there can be no greater way to assure ourselves that her heart is watching over us than to give ourselves entirely to her by an act of total consecration. And then, being freed, as it were, from the assaults of the devil, not in the sense that he won't come after us, but in the sense that we are protected by the Mother of God, we are more free to serve God, more able, as it were, to reestablish the beauty which God had created in the universe from its very beginning, because the Church was the reason he created the universe, because the Church is the body of Christ, and the body of Christ comes into the world through the womb of the Virgin Mary on the night of the Annunciation, and so in her is summed up, and in her is the pinnacle of all created love for the Creator, and it is to the creature to involve themselves in that love of the Mother, and so we must give ourselves entirely to her so that she may do for us what she has done for her Son, that is, at the end of his life, present him to God the Father as the pleasing reparation for our sins. And so we too must imitate her Son, making reparation for our sins and the sins of the world, so that we too, at the end of our journey in this life, in this pilgrimage, we too may be presented by the Mother of God to the Father as an acceptable sacrifice, not because we can ever aspire or attain that love that the Mother of God had, that sacrificial love that she manifested, but that under her guidance we can strive each and every moment of our lives, each and every day of our lives, so that in the end we do show, somehow, we show forth that love of God for our sake, that love that the Father's Son manifested most strikingly on Calvary in union with his mother, who gave herself entirely. Indeed, many of the saints say that it can be said at Calvary, not only did the heart of the Savior die, but the heart of the mother died when it was impaled with that pain of sorrow. And yet, Our Lady, like her Son, rises to establish life in the whole of the universe. And so, let us not fear what Our Lady has asked us to do, but let us try to see that it is in the very fact that we enter in, as far as we are able, into that life of prayer and penance, that is, reparation for sin, that we involve ourselves in the restoration of beauty. That restoration that began in the body of Christ when he was sacrificed on Calvary, and that restoration that continues when his body, the Church, makes up what was lacking in the suffering of Christ in its own flesh. And that is the mystery that Our Lady came to teach us, that we must turn again to God, that we must involve ourselves in the restoration of the beauty of the universe, not in the defacing and the destructive ways of communism and ultimately Freemasonry, no matter how it manifests itself, for it has many heads, and often we think that those who are manifesting an anti-philosophy, an anti-church, are manifesting to us the hope of humanity. But they have no hope because they have not the heart of Mary, and they can only acquire the heart of Mary, Our Lady came to teach us, if the members of the mystical body are willing to sacrifice every fiber of their being for their sake, as she did for our sake.